I want to take the conversation back in time, more onto the business side now.
Yeah.
What moment in time did you personally think, I've got something here I can scale?
So in construction, right? So I'll give you the company where it first started is a company called Soft Surfaces Limited, right? So it's based in Wilmslow in South Manchester in Cheshire, right? And it builds playgrounds, tennis courts, netball courts, basketball courts, 3G football pitches, like rugby pitches, all like different sports and recreational and playgrounds throughout the UK. So when we first started, we only did playgrounds. And then we started to realize what we do, we could do tennis courts. So we moved into tennis courts. Then we moved into netball courts. Then we moved into basketball courts. But then we realized that they wanted us to do the fencing on the tennis court. And was like, well, we don't do that. We only do the surfacing. But we can find a contractor that does it. So that when we found the contractor that does it, he was asking, could you get us more work? So then what started to happen is, and I call it shouldering niches or neighbouring niches, we then built a website out for tennis court fencing, right? Then some of them wanted floodlighting. So then we built one out for floodlighting. So we was getting them inquiries. And then what started to happen? But we was only really doing it so we got the inquiry for the tennis court as well. But sometimes then some of them just wanted fencing and were like, oh, you don't want a tennis court? Like, no, we just want the fencing. So at that point, I'm like, I need to monetize these in some way. So I just then started saying, look, if you can add us 200 quid on top of your job and give us a kickback on the job and you go and win it, happy days. And then we started like the soft services grew from like, I think it does about 8.5 million a year now on soft services. And we don't really want to grow it much more than that. It's kind of a threshold of where it's at. But it was only at like 600,000 a year. So we've grown it like ridiculous amounts over the last like 13 years. We've more than 10x'd it. But then we started to realize we're making more money on selling the leads, like for tennis court fencing, for floodlighting, for landscaping, for tarmac surfacing. And then it kind of led on to people saying, oh, can you do car parks? Can you do the markings on the car parks? Can you do roadways? Can you do the markings on the roadways? Can you do, and it just led on then to like being like from there, then anything that a school was asking, because we mainly deal with schools and colleges and universities, they started like, oh, do you know anyone that does roofing? Or do you know anyone that does cladding? Do you know anyone that does double glazing windows? So we just started evolving from there that the model of the lead generation and what we was earning, we was like, if we could generate roofers leads, but then when they went into the school, they tried to promote us for a playground, happy days. And they were trying to get ins just to get into the schools. But then we started to realize, actually, we're making quite a lot just on these roofing leads. So what else is it that you do? And a roofer might come to us going, we do flat roofing. You go, right, okay, let's build a site for flat roofing. We do biodiverse roofing. We do heritage roofing. We do slate roofing. We do pitched roofing. And we're like, bloody, I didn't even realize how many different types of roofing kind of leads that you can generate. So that's how it evolved. And we never set out to do it. It just evolved that way, if that makes sense. So what I would recommend if someone wants to get into the lead generation market, stay close to what you do. So let's say yourself, like you're doing SEO and you want to do a full package SEO, maybe get into doing content writing and if needs be link building or doing digital PR or doing other things that all kind of circle around what SEO is. And when you get those leads, it could revolve back to being SEO. Do you know what I mean? Or it could be that someone wants Facebook ads and you go, why do you want Facebook ads? Well, I want to grow my online presence, but you should put some budget to SEO. So for you ranking for Facebook ads, could you get you SEO work and stuff like that? So that's kind of how it evolved. And then from there, then the lead generation overtook what the construction does. And now I only spend like maybe 1-2 hours a month in the soft services side. We've got great staff in there now. And they're able to maintain where it's at, which is, like I said, 8 to 9 million a year, which is good.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston.
Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.